Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday. Beginning today, your daily practice will be to practice your commitment. Record what you notice at the end of the day. All right, here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? First caller? Interesting.
Nothing?
No, there's a way in which some people get on the queue that I can't unmute them, even if I'm clicking on them to unmute, which is just weird. So let's try. Here is our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would
All
you
right.
please introduce yourself? Hello?
Well, I hear that someone is there.
Yes. Let me try. Okay. All right. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, good morning. It's Marianne from Vancouver.
Good morning, Marianne. What you seeing?
Well, I don't know if you remember, I said I wanted to look at how I looked at something that was unpleasant, unacceptable, unsatisfactory, that part, and how do I hold that with knowing that everything is fine. So it's... Yeah, it's been kind of an interesting struggle, but it seems like what I've come to, and really I would like some guidance, because if I'm off track, I'd like to know. But what I've come to is that holding suffering and moving away from it is just to be in awareness. So it's like... Okay, I recognize it, I see it, I recognize it, I see the labels attached, I see the stories, and I can let go of that, and I can just be here.
That's exactly it. Because the piece I would add to that is bringing conscious awareness to the fact that that whole process is ego.
Right.
There's nothing that is inherently unsatisfactory or
right.
undesirable or any of that. That only happens in ego's dualistic split up the world and enable suffering to happen to humans.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad I called in, because I hadn't got that far. And you know what was throwing me was, wow, this is pretty simple. It doesn't require as much effort as I thought it did.
None, as a matter of fact. None. And you know, the process that goes with that truly is as simple as I'm not thinking about that.
Yeah.
We're not having that conversation.
Yeah.
That's not happening. I'm not giving that any attention. And to prove to yourself that you can just simply shift attention away from that and bring it back to awareness. Now, will it, you know, be pounding on the door and then running around and tapping on every window? Well, you better think about that. Well, you know, that's really miserable. Well, you know, that's not right. You know, that's unsatisfactory. You know, that's not okay. And you go, yeah, we're not having that conversation.
Yes, well, I had a great example. It's like, as soon as I had this kind of realization, then I developed a very bad toothache.
Uh-huh.
So then I had like a real, okay, well, this is like suffering really close to home. And how do I work with that?
Well, and again, Marianne, if I may.
Yes.
Okay, in Zen, we make a very sharp distinction between pain and suffering.
Right.
Right? Yeah. And so does that hurt like a son of a gun? Yeah, it does. Is there anything wrong with it? No, there isn't. Do I need to live in a story of how this shouldn't be happening to me?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Now, fortunately, you're one of those privileged types who can go to the dentist. And
yeah.
Even in a pandemic, your dentist is probably very safely taking care of dental emergencies, right? And so there really is no problem except, wow, that tooth gave up the ghost, and there's a great deal of pain involved in that. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, this is quite a, I want to say revelation.
Well, having it all come together so succinctly. Right? Having it all come together so just right there for you.
Yeah.
That's what makes it feel so big. We haven't talked about anything you don't know.
Right. Yes.
Right? But you just had it all come together in a really clear picture. And it just kind of takes our breath away.
Yes. And then actually you told me to go for clarity. So I did.
Yes. And so you are. And so you have.
And so gosho.
And so gosho to you.
Thanks a lot.
Go happy.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Marianne. Cherry, the one of the significant insights for me in that conversation was that is what you said. There's nothing inherently unsatisfactory. So the holding of anything that I don't like doesn't mean that I have to get rid of that. It's what we were talking about yesterday. That the only thing I have to surrender is the notion that it's unattractive or ugly or not what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And again, all we're asked to surrender is ego. Because
right.
It's ego's dualistic mind that's holding those opinions.
Yes. And so then it's really a factor of attention, because when I surrender, and it brings us back to receiving, because when I surrender the ego and the attention is on awareness, I have to receive that experience.
Yes, in a new way.
Yes, in a new way. That's right. And that's a very subtle movement that what, for me at least, conditioning sort of passes over, because drop me. And then, you know what, don't have that experience of what it feels like when you don't have attention on me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if that...
Yeah.
That.
And a whole new world opens up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because
exactly.
Once we catch on to this, it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And once we catch on to it, then we're in a position of asking constantly, is that so? What? Well, why? What?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you say that? What is that? So I'm supposed to hate that, or I'm supposed to think that that's really wrong? Well, why? Where is that coming from?
Mm-hmm.
And the most important aspect, where is that happening in me?
Mm-hmm.
Because it is in me. It's not in that thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning, Sherry Nashwini. This is Sherry in San Francisco.
Good morning, Sherry. What are you committed to and seeing as a result thereof?
Well, I am committed to picking up my ukulele every day and doing one lesson from YouTube. And what I'm seeing is it's reminding me, which I love, of the learning to love learning piece that we did a while back.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, this came about because I was really looking again at, which I love about these, right? I love that each one just builds on things that I've been looking at since last year, in the year long, which is really this thing of that the joy is in the participation. Like that's just what keeps coming back to me. Mm-hmm. And so in this particular...
The joy is in being here.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you're seeing?
Yeah, exactly. And the piece that keeps coming up over and over again that I just love, it's like I feel like I keep drilling down, which is especially, you know, process not outcome, process not outcome. Mm-hmm. And I, it's like one of those things that I keep getting to see it. Like it feels fresh each time.
Oh, yes. Oh. When we tackle something that big, every time we see it, it is going to feel fresh, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like you're, you know, have you ever walked down to the bottom of the Grand Canyon?
No.
What happens when you do is that you just go through layers and layers and layers and layers and layers and layers and layers, right? And that's what you're doing with this. And so every layer is a revelation, as Marianne was just pointing to, right? It's a, oh.
Yes!
And, of course, then ego wants to come in and say, Sherry, you've been seeing this for years. Why are you so excited about this? And the answer is, well, actually, no, I haven't. I've never seen this.
That's right. And I've got so many recordings that I love because I think every time I've called in the last 2 years, you know, it's always that. But your glee, right? Every time I call in, you're always so gleeful about exactly this that that doesn't even get me anymore. You know, when it says, like, why are you so excited? I'm excited. I don't care. Don't ask me, you know.
That's right. Don't ask me, system. That is incapable of excitement. Do not ask me why I'm excited. We don't need to have that conversation.
Right. Well, and so the reason that I chose this, my lovely pink ukulele that someone gave me a few years ago, is because I realized that what I really wanted to receive is that experience of just simply being and doing things for the fun of it. Learning to love learning is what I really wanted to receive.
Oh, ow. Is that you, Sherry, or is somebody...
It's me, Sherry. Sorry.
Oh, you dropped the computer? Okay.
Something like that.
Sorry.
And so I've had this ukulele, and I've wanted to learn how to play a musical instrument my entire life, and it's something that is purely for the joy of learning it. And so it's kind of the perfect...
No orchestra in your future?
That's right. I don't think so.
Here's my question, Sherry. Do you tune it? I used to have a ukulele. Do you tune it to My Dog Has Fleas?
No.
Oh, that's what. Back in the day, that's what we tuned our ukulele to.
Seriously, you would sing it and tune it to that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe there are old people on YouTube who are still doing that. You could look them up. But the other thing before I let you go that I want to point out, because I think you'll think this is fun. So every time you catch on to this, there's that of insight and the clarity that takes our breath away. Okay.
Mm.
And so the thing to consider in this, the struggle is between process and outcome. But actually, there's no such thing as outcome.
Ooh.
That's right.
Yeah.
It is an erroneous belief that is held by ego.
Oh.
And it is the equivalent of marking a line on your calendar and saying everything stopped there and then began again there.
Wow! Oh my gosh, that is so great.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Oh wow.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry, that is amazing. Let me just run. I know I'm going to get off in a second, but can I run something by you?
Sure.
Well, so what dropped in when you said that is that also everything is outcome too. Like it's all just made up. So every time I pick up the ukulele, there's a beautiful outcome of picking up the ukulele.
No, there's a beautiful process of picking up the ukulele.
There's a beautiful process. Okay. That's what I'm glad I
There's no such thing. Yeah, there's no such thing as an outcome. Because outcome means putting a period at the end of that sentence.
Right.
And there's no such thing.
There's no, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
yeah,
this thing's going to have
it's
fun
big.
With this one.
Yep. Yep. You're going to love
it. Thank you for that new added piece. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the Grand Canyon, too. I love that. I love that imagery.
Yeah. Get some pictures of the layers and realize that's what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Going deeper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Sherry.
All right.
You're so bye-bye. Welcome. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sherry. As I think it was Bhagavan Sri Rajneesh who said, if you put the period, if there is a period, you're dead.
Right. and we suspect even that isn't an outcome. It's
just part
of an ongoing process that we may or may not be sensitive to.
Exactly. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi, this is Risa.
Hello, Risa, in Amsterdam.
Hi, Sherry. In Amsterdam, sunny Amsterdam these days.
I love it. Oh, God, you make me homesick. Okay, go ahead. What are you committed to and what are you seeing?
Okay, so I'm seeing that comparison has been a really big cause of suffering, and to believe in comparison, you have to believe in this, like, ego-created perfection that's always not what is.
Well, in you and in someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because that's an important piece of it, isn't it? It's not only exists in you, but there are there are perfect people out there to whom you must be compared.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And so I have committed to every time I notice that I'm in a process of comparison to make a recording about all that is.
Uh-huh. Just to drop it, turn the attention.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be fast either. Because there was a sort of an ego kickback about, well, like, what if I'm in a conversation with, I mean, this happens quite a lot. What if I'm in a conversation with someone? What if I can't make a recording for whatever reason? But, like, so far it's working out
well. Depending on who they are, you could tell them.
Yeah.
That would freak ego out at unheard of levels.
Yeah, I did that maybe for the first time today. I told someone that I was recording earlier today. I was outside working on my thesis, and then I, like, saw something, and I made a recording, and then my roommate came out on the porch, and she was like, are you phoning? And I was like, no, I was just recording. She was like, oh, yeah, you were doing that thing where you talked to yourself in the recorder, and I was like, that's it. That's what I was doing. She's like, cool. Maybe you can tell me about that sometime. Okay.
Did she really say that?
Yeah, she was like, maybe you can tell me about it.
Wow. Said maybe I will. When you are sufficiently desperate for the information.
Yeah, it's kind of that fine line of like not, you know, like with the recording and listening trainings, is a point to like not teach this to other people.
Yeah.
Then sometimes they ask you about it.
Yeah. Yes. And what if the other piece of that that can happen is if you're in a place and you can't record, okay, what you can say is, you know, I just had this amazing awareness. And if you want to, you can tell the person what it was. It's amazing insight, and I don't want to forget it. So as soon as we're finished talking, I'm going to make a recording so that I don't lose it.
So it's possible to just articulate the whole experience,
the insight,
and the fact you can't record, but you're going to record.
That's right. Why keep it a secret? When that could be so helpful to someone, especially you, because that relationship with ego and with practice, with ego and with awareness, is not something that is just between you and you.
Yeah.
Out of the closet.
Yeah. It's Yeah, I saw in the month on control that if you're asked to keep it a secret, if I'm asked to keep it a secret, then I start to feel shameful, as if it should be kept a secret. And
then it's
like sort of the chicken and the egg, for then like ego makes me feel bad and I never say anything. And but it's really interesting because it actually starts with the sense that, like, yeah, it doesn't start with necessarily the story. It starts with the feeling, and then a story gets attached to the feeling.
That's it. Yep. And that, before I let you go, just one other thing to consider. It's very likely that that feeling is a reaction to an impulse to be open.
So the feeling is a conditioned response to a desire to be open. And then the conditioned story builds on that conditioned response.
I'm suspecting that is the case.
Maybe they come holding hands or something.
Very likely. Yeah. All right. Enjoy your sunny day.
Thank you, Sharon.
In your incredibly beautiful city.
Thank you. I will.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Thanks, Teresa. And Sherry, that encouragement to express what is in the moment is the same process encouragement as recording what is, rather than being in a conversation of comparison. We forget that the moment includes what we're experiencing, and that somehow or the other, that's not something that's allowed to be expressed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're not in the moment.
Yes, because we're off doing something else.
Right.
We're off attending to something else.
Yeah,
yep,
so to say that, oh, wow, I had this amazing insight, or, oh, my gosh, I just got told that I was so much inferior to you. I really need to out that, you know, just not in any way other than being very present to what's going on for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an interesting practice.
It really is, because we were traumatized into significant silence a long time ago. We were encouraged to insignificant nonsense at the same time. So chat about whatever, but never say anything real.
Yeah.
And so for practitioners of awareness, those assumptions are really important to explore.
Right, and they will come up, because if I'm present and that's my practice, I'm going to encounter anything that, whatever it is that's telling me that I shouldn't do that, right?
That's right. Whatever I'm stuck and suffering over,
in
life and its infinite wisdom and compassion is going to reveal to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we ask.
True.
That's what all of us have in common. We all ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. Sherry and Ashwini. It's Janice in Victoria sitting in her back garden. Try something
well,
new.
Well, hello, Janice.
Coming out of the closet, so everybody knows I'm back here with my earbuds. Oh, I've been practicing going for a walk in the evening to have time alone, and walking in the dark to have time alone, and then recording as I'm walking.
That's your new practice. That's commitment, and
that's it. Yeah, for now, that's what it is for this week, the 7 days. And I noticed that there's just so much more energy I have at this time of year, because with the daylight being longer, I've included a siesta time in my day. And that way I don't tucker out, because I kind of keep going with the light. And it's just been incredible. And then I have this energy at night where I can walk in the darkness, before I decide that it's time to settle down or whatever. But it's quiet and beautiful and safe, and I can see the stars, and I can record what I see. So the description, I can re-listen and listen to the description of the crescent moon or whatever it is, and the raccoons, there were peacocks that have escaped from somewhere in the neighborhood. And no, they escaped from miles away, but they're getting closer. And they were way up in a super tall fir tree, and I was absolutely... I was just standing there being stunned, recording their noises. That's
magic.
It's magic.
And making that choice for yourself, right?
Yes.
And really allowing yourself to receive it all, to enjoy it, to receive it, and to receive the extra benefits that you lay out. You know, you take a little nap, a little time out in the middle of the day, and so you have more, you can enjoy that, you can receive that, right?
Oh,
and then you have energy to get you through to this time that you so love in the evening, and it's all lovely.
Yeah, and I keep waking up earlier in the morning because I hear the birds calling, so today I decided I'd actually sit in the backyard for half an hour and just listen to the birds, and maybe really not do anything, and just take in all the sounds. So I have no idea. It's just that moment to moment. It just doesn't. It just seems like a flow. I guess there's no goal. There's just a flow happening, and I'm just sort of in it.
Well, and you're receiving it.
I'm receiving it. Yeah. Yeah.
That's so. Right. So you're actually sticking with the assignment.
Yeah,
which is good.
And I think that this is the receiving. Just as a side note, the huge practice of recording while I'm doing something that I have some resistance to. At the workshop we did with Ashwini, I just love pulling out that recording and doing the thing. And I feel like I'm there with somebody who's like I'm being mirrored or they're mirroring. There, it's just I guess I'm mirroring that voice, right? That's talking me through the thing that needs to be taking care of me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, maybe you don't need to figure that out. You can just enjoy it, and it sounds like continue it. Right, because it's a process that you've really seen the benefits of. So anytime that resistance comes up, you can do that same process and enjoy that process. Probably enjoy whatever it is that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the content enjoyment as well as the process enjoyment. and add to your overall receiving enjoyment.
It's kind of a hand-in-hand thing. It really is, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The huffies. Yeah. The huffies thing, right? Yeah. You and the friend, you and the beloved going through the day, talking it over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Enjoying everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Janice.
Yeah, I guess.
What fun.
Oh, it is so much fun. I'm looking at a baby chickadee sticking its head out the nest box right now. I know it'll fledge in a couple of days. It's just hanging out.
Finding out about this awareness stuff. You don't know.
Oh, yeah, it's really.
Lifetimes in the future, probably going to be a little Buddha. Yep.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, take care.
Take care. Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks, Janice. Sherry, I just love that listening as a training, because it requires an alert passivity which we don't experience when we're identified with ego.
Yeah. A non-doing, which ego just despises. Now, if it can turn it into a doing, make it a project. It's something you have to do, and you're either doing well or not that well. That's one thing. But just to practice. It's just practicing being.
Yeah, imagine efforting, the effort required by the ego to be present to and be delighted by a chickadee. I mean, it hurts to think about it.
Right.
All right, so that brings us to the end of the show, and it's Friday, so our assignments are over the weekend, and the assignment for today is do your daily practice, whether you feel like it or not. Practice ignoring any voice of resistance, especially I don't want to, I don't feel like it. Remember, we're no longer practicing not keeping commitments. We're training to be free of the conditioning that stops us from being here, keeping our commitments.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lovely. All right. Well, thank you so very much.
Thanks, Sherry.
Go happy. Enjoy. Receive.